I was a ruined man. I knew I'd never be able to get over what my father and his men had done to me, but I sure as hell was going to try. There was no going back now, no changing the events that shaped my life forever. I would have to live with what they'd done. The casualties, the scars, the fucking wounds. They killed my best friend, Jasper, who'd been by my fucking side for most of my life. He died by my hands because of the drugs they'd injected me with, and they'd died for their crimes like they should have a long time ago. Life wouldn't wait for me to recover. After the ordeal at Michael's lair, we were back to living in our house with Ophelia, this time with a new mission on our minds. It seemed impossible to ignore what the Marinos had done to me, but as the days passed, I found myself settling down, the anger deep within me dying down to a quiet simmer. Yes, I was angry, but the men who had done this to me had found their end. Now, we had different priorities. With the small possibility that my father's papers held true, there was a chance that one last remaining member of Ophelia's family was still alive. Her little sister, Vladislava. I could still remember her, the girl she was on the day of Ophelia's 18th. She looked just like her older sister, with pale porcelain skin and long raven hair. Her lips were heart-shaped and her face sweet and innocent, a smile still tugging the corners of her mouth upwards as she lay unmoving on the pile of bodies. It was my fault. Her entire family was gone. How Ophelia had managed to forgive me for all the shit I'd done to her fucking family, I'd never know. I hated myself for ruining her life. But my thoughts were too preoccupied to worry, needing to know whether there was any truth to the rumor that little Vlada had survived. Small, pale hands wrapped around my neck, holding me gently as Ophelia looked over my shoulder.
"What are you doing, Master?"
she asked softly. I pushed the papers on my desk away so she wouldn't see, but her eyes drank them in hungrily, lingering on the name of her sister.
"You're going to look for her,"
she whispered.
"Aren't you?"
"Of course," I growled. "How can I not, Dolly? She meant so much to you. I owe it to you, to us, to find out what happened to her if she survived." Ophelia fell to her knees in front of me, her eyes begging me to do as I'd said. My hand found her cheek, and I stroked her skin lightly, smiling at my beloved little toy. "You really want to see her again, don't you?" My voice betrayed my feelings for the girl before me.
"I do," she admitted. "I want to see her so much, but..."
"But what?" I asked after a moment of silence, eager for more of her words.
"But what if she doesn't recognize me?"
She looked up at me with tears in her eyes.
"It's been years. She was only a little girl when our family died. She probably won't remember me. And where on earth could she be? She must be so scared, so alone, Kane. I can't handle the thought of it."
Big fat tears rolled down her cheeks, and my heart constricted with empathy I didn't know I was capable of. "We'll help her remember." I tried to keep my voice as gentle and placating as I possibly could. "It's going to be all right, Dolly. I'm going to track her down and bring her back to you." Ophelia had told me of a quirky trait of Vlada's, that she had one brown eye and one blue. It would help me determine whether the girl Michael kept tabs on was the right one. I fucking hoped it was. Otherwise, my father had managed to fuck me over again, this time from the goddamn grave. "Dolly," I said when she wouldn't stop crying, "you can't let yourself break because of this. If we do find her, you'll need to be strong. She's just a little girl, right?" She nodded, her eyes finding mine and begging me to make things better.